Hey, I'm Ella Gray, and welcome back to the Key of E podcast. Today, I have my grandmother. Say hi.
I'm Mimi, as the grandkids call me. My name is Lynetta.
Hi, Lynetta. Okay, first of all, where are you from?
I am originally from New York.
Okay.
We lived there for 20 years.
Really?
Then we moved to Florida.
Okay.
And in Florida, we had an Italian restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
We did that for maybe 8 or 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's my mom.
Yep.
My aunt.
And then my brother-in-law, who owned the restaurant, decided
mm-hmm.
to sell.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to, everybody had to take up a new profession.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband became a paramedic firefighter. Mm-hmm. And then my brother-in-law, who owned the restaurant, became a policeman.
Mm-hmm.
And then we stayed there for another, like, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved to Texas in 2003. So we've been here for 20 years.
See? You're a natural. Look
oh,
at
yeah.
you. You travel a lot. Do you have a favorite place that you've traveled?
Oh, well, we haven't. Well, I've gone to a lot of different places. My grandparents were from Germany, so we've gone there a few times, which was absolutely beautiful. And then while we were there, we also went to Switzerland, which was absolutely beautiful.
Did you get to, like, run through a field?
Oh, my God. No,
actually,
we did a snow, like, it was summer.
Oh, was it in winter? Oh, okay.
No, it wasn't, but we did a bus ride that takes you way up.
Oh, that's so
I guess,
fun.
Maybe to the Alps. You
yeah.
know, I was younger. I don't remember that mm-hmm. much, but it was beautiful. And then we went to a lot of different places
mm-hmm.
in Germany, northern Germany,
mm-hmm.
southern Germany. We went to on a train ride where
mm-hmm.
you slept on the train.
That's so fun. I want to do
that. That was very fun. And I was kind of in my teens, I guess,
mm-hmm.
and I loved it, but I think I didn't appreciate
mm-hmm.
it as much as I would have as an adult.
Yeah, that's true.
But,
so you would go back.
And I did go back.
Okay.
When my daughters were in their young teens,
mm-hmm.
we went again, and then I brought them, and they got to see everything. But they didn't see as much because they were only there maybe 2 weeks.
Right.
I was there for a whole summer. We were
oh
there
my gosh,
for six
wow.
weeks. Yeah, so
wow.
it was kind of fun. So that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But about, maybe 4 years ago, we
mm-hmm.
went to Italy on
a Mediterranean
cruise, which was absolutely wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to all different parts of Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to France and Spain. Spain was very nice,
mm-hmm.
too. But most of the times since then, since we're retired, that was our biggest trip. But now we just go really to just around the U.S., which
mm-hmm.
is very nice. And we're about to do another cruise, just a family cruise to Mexico.
Yep.
So that will be fun.
Yeah.
But, a lot of places we've been. I love Florida. We did live
mm-hmm.
there for 25 years.
Yeah.
But now we just go back every summer and stay for like a month. But I love it. I still love the beaches
and
all
those
that kind of
beaches
stuff.
Are
way nice.
So
yes.
much better than beaches here.
So that is fun.
Yeah.
So we do that.
Yeah.
And just kind of little day trips or weekend trips.
Yeah. And you guys don't mind driving.
We
like
drive a
drive
lot of
around.
Places. Yes.
Yep.
Now we do drive a lot more than we ever did.
Yeah.
But now we have the time and
mm-hmm.
you can stop when you feel like it. And
yeah.
you know, like this summer we went to Savannah, Georgia, which
mm-hmm.
was very nice, which I had never been there. So, and then we went to North Carolina, and that was very pretty on the shore, like on the Atlantic shore.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of nice places we've been, and I hope we get to keep doing stuff, which is fun.
Oh yeah. Do you have a favorite grandchild?
I'll tell you in the room here.
I know you
listening.
Have, and I know you have a favorite. I'm sure it changes, but I know you have a favorite.
Well, Ella was the only grandchild.
I hope I was the favorite.
Yeah, and not that you're still not, but for 8 years without any other grandchildren. So she was, oh my gosh, she was at our house all the time. We watched her a few days a week.
Yeah.
And so now I have three others that I have to share with, and being young is a whole lot nicer.
If you were able to give advice to your younger self, what do you think you would tell her?
Oh my. First of all, I would be very conscious of my money.
Oh, okay.
I like to spend money.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't? Yeah. And I should have saved more. But it's just probably something I could have done better.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have actually liked to go for a profession, like to college for a while, you know.
Oh, maybe that's a great, okay.
4 or 6 years mm-hmm. or so. And I don't know. Yeah.
That fits very nicely into my next question, which was, if you could do one thing and you knew that you couldn't fail, what would you do?
I would like to be a judge. Because
really?
Just that control of that room.
I can so see you doing that.
Yeah, that would be way fun.
Because you can, like,
fun.
Yell at people. Uh-huh. And be like, just order. Everybody shut up but me.
And then everybody has to stand when you come in the courtroom.
Yes.
Like, that would be fun.
The power that you have would be awesome.
But I don't think I'd like it for long, but it would be fun.
Just
like
for a day
or two. Yeah, that would be a fun job.
It would be really fun if it was like Judge Judy, where you could have like the craziest stories.
Say whatever I want to say.
Yes, and it couldn't, like, because I feel like being a judge, like, you would get some boring cases. Like, I only want the fun ones.
Yeah.
I want fun cases.
Oh, for sure. That's why I say maybe just for a day. Week maybe.
You're like, just give me the interesting cases.
And that's it. Then I'm over this. But I like medical, but I don't think I have the stomach for it.
I don't either.
But I would have maybe liked to be something. I would have had to really work on that because I don't think that I could have stomached a lot of things, you know. And I like accounting, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did some. I mean,
yeah,
I did work
in
an office for 30 years.
Medical office.
Right.
For that.
So, but I didn't have to do medical stuff. Like, I didn't do nursing
but
or anything.
But I think you're still a little bit more educated on more medical stuff than, like, the average person.
Right. Just
you
from
know?
Being in
just
the
from being
office
in that
and
area.
Being around doctors
yeah.
and
yeah.
nurses and stuff like that. But I admire that, but I don't think I would be good at that, you know.
No,
but,
I don't think I no.
But I did like being in that whole medical field, and I liked accounting. I did a lot of insurance and even accounts receivable, accounts payable, stuff like that. So I did do some of that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But even to do more of it would have been probably fun.
Yeah. If you were writing a book about your life, like an autobiography, what would you title it and what would it be about?
Oh, my gosh.
Specifically. Obviously, it would be about you, but what specifically?
Yeah, it would be about me.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to make it. Like, I don't mind sharing things in my life or things that happened in my life, even if they weren't good things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind.
Right, because it still made you who you are.
Right. And I know that that's a part of who I am.
Right, so, and your story.
But but I would like to make it more fun. Like, I'm into more of the fun things that happened or the funny things. And I tend to do funny things, and I'm not on purpose doing them.
Mm-hmm.
I just am kind of dingy sometimes. I just do the dopiest things sometimes. I'm like, oh, what was I thinking? I'll pronounce something
incorrectly. Yes, I was just about to say that.
Or I'll say a saying that really doesn't go like that. And then I'm like, oh, I don't think I got that right. And I had a sister-in-law.
I was just about to say, I feel like you inherit it from Carol.
I did.
Which you're not even blood related.
We are
to
not
her.
Related. She married my brother-in-law. So my oldest brother-in-law was married to her. And then I'm married to the middle brother. And we were like as if we were really
like twins.
We had the same mind, and sometimes she would say the funniest things and they were incorrect, and I would finish them, and I'm like, oh, I don't even know if that's correct.
And
she didn't know either, but to us they made a
and even if I feel like this is me just assuming, but if you were to correct her, I feel like she'd be like, no, actually it is correct, and you'd be like, well,
maybe it is. Oh, many times
actually,
I would say
maybe
that.
Maybe it actually is.
Like, sometimes I didn't even finish the thing. I'd say, oh, is that maybe the pot calling? Yeah, I know what you mean. And I'm like, okay, she probably didn't know how to finish it. I didn't either, so
but you're like,
the
I get
two
the
of
gist.
Us just knew. Yeah.
And also, like, she was so, like, confident and, like, happy with herself that, like, if she's wrong, she'd be like, whatever. Doesn't
yeah,
even
it
matter.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
That's
doesn't
how
matter.
I feel sometimes, too.
Yeah.
It's like, oh,
whatever.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
It just makes life a whole lot easier and
when it's
more
nothing,
pleasant than it's, we're going to really,
you're like, nothing's
you know,
that deep.
No. And we're not going to pick out, oh,
no.
you didn't say that right. Oh, you used the wrong words.
Yeah.
And it's like, No, that's why my book needs to just be the fun facts of Lynetta.
It would be so funny because,
which
like,
would be so stupid to never would, be a seller.
I think it would, in the sense that if you wrote it like how you talk, like if you wrote it in your accent, or if you read the audiobook and you read it like in your voice,
yes,
then I think it would be great. I wish that over the years we have, like, taken notes of everything that you've said that's, like, really funny.
Actually, I think that my niece took notes on my sister-in-law or wrote things down. I think after she passed, maybe. But
anytime that they would remember.
Oh, my gosh. And I mean, she's gone a long time, like over 20 years. But she would say and do the funniest things that we still use Carol. Yeah. Whatever that word is when you use somebody's her name is Carol, but
keeps her legacy alive.
Yes, it does. And it just makes me laugh. Like sometimes I'll do something and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm doing a Carol, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, that saying about laughter being the best medicine is
so true.
Oh, it is absolutely. I think I lived by that because I wasn't real educated and I didn't go to college and I didn't come from money. And I thought, well, if I don't have anything else, I'm just going to have fun.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So, and it was clean fun. It's not like we did bad things, but, you know, I thought.
Except for smoking in the
that's
woods.
We did smoke in the woods. And we cursed
her and her friend
when we were young.
They would go in the woods and just like say bad words to
and,
like just feel
just
like
her
adults.
And I, there was nobody. I have no idea to this day. I have no idea what the heck was the reason for it. But we never ever said curse words other than just in the
just
woods.
Just in the woods.
I feel like the words we heard, we just needed to use them somewhere. So, but we wouldn't dare say them. And if my parents ever knew I ever cursed, they would be really upset.
Have I told you that story about when we had a tornado in third grade and my teacher was a storm chaser? She was before. She was my teacher. And so she went outside to watch the storm. And she like put us all in the closet, like in our huge like storage room. And we were all sitting in there by ourselves without a teacher. And this kid, he thought we were going to die. And so he wanted to say all of the bad words before he died. Because he was like, I never got to do anything. So he just listed them off. And so I got, like, just, like, he just listed them. And so I go home and I was like, hey, Mom, is this a bad word? And she was like, yep. And I was like, what about this one? She's like, yep. And she was like, God, what did you learn today? And I was like, this kid said all the bad words because he wanted to say them. And I was like, he really was like, that was on his bucket list.
See,
like,
that might have been us. We might have felt like, you know, because she came from a nice family too. And
I did
too. My parents didn't say bad words. But I guess the two of us just felt like, you know what? It's time we just use them. And I don't know where, but we can't do it where anybody'd know. So behind her house was like woods, so we went there. But the smoking, I don't even know where that came in.
Where
see
did you
her
get cigarettes?
Well, because her dad and my dad were smokers. Both of them. I mean, her dad was a big smoker and my dad was too.
Okay.
So but we would just steal.
But I feel like everyone was.
The little smoking was, you could smoke everywhere and anything, any place.
Yeah.
In an airplane, you could smoke at your job. If you were a receptionist, you smoke at the front desk.
How the heck would you smoke in an airplane?
Yes, in an airplane. They don't. I did go in an airplane. Oh, it's been quite a few years, but it had ashtrays in it on the armrest.
Weird.
That's where the but I don't even know how that was even.
Because I feel like you'd
good
hot
in
box.
There.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, everybody's smoke is going all over. Yeah, and then there would be all the restaurants you could smoke in.
Sure, sure.
You could smoke. There was no such thing as no smoking.
Mm-hmm.
I never remember until I was probably in my 20s. Mm-hmm. And I remember we went out to eat and the lady. And
you're what do you mean?
My dad was such a smoker. Like, he wouldn't go if there wasn't smoking allowed. But there
what
was
are
no,
we supposed to do?
You know. So we go to this restaurant and the lady said, did you want smoking or non-smoking? And he's like, what? Who had this smoke? And I said, well, Dad, I think some people prefer not to have smoke. So he's like, I guess. Now we're going in the smoking. And I'm like, okay,
sure.
Into the smoking section. And the smoking section was really not blocked off. So
the smoke
is blowing on the guy next to you that's at the
into
non-smoking.
His pasta,
non-smoking area. But anyway, I guess it just made them feel better. But
that's so funny.
So we just would go in the woods. And we didn't have cigarettes. We only had like the end. Like if my dad finished his cigarette halfway, then I took the other half and then I smoked it.
Okay.
And her too. We didn't have a whole real cigarette. I don't even know if we had matches. I guess we must have.
I would. I mean, how else?
Yeah, maybe we knew how to like rub sticks together. Yeah.
That's so funny because
no, it was very corny. I'm still imagining
in between like puffs, just taking it out and being like, just saying, but bad words. Especially like not even in a sentence. Like you would just like just say the word just by itself. Just say words.
I guess we knew how to use them. I'm sure it was because we heard kids say it because I didn't really hear cursing at home. And it's so weird. And I never was a cursor. I mean, I never cursed.
No.
So I don't even know what.
No.
Yeah, it was a very odd thing. It's odd that we both did it because even if I had a stupid idea, I guess I passed it to her or she passed it to me. Somebody came up with the idea.
Which in school, did you cheat off of her or did she cheat off of you?
I cheated off of her.
You cheated off of her.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Only in social studies.
Okay.
But not for my whole life.
Right,
but
sure.
I think in like ninth grade, she was in my class.
That's
And I thought, oh boy, I can't get
And would
this,
you just
you
like
know.
Turn around to her? And
she
be,
would
like,
sit behind me.
And she would just look at you.
And she would tap me. Like if it's A or B, C. She'd give me three taps. Or...
so smart.
Yes. Oh, we were good at it.
That's
we were
so
good
smart.
At it.
When I was in chemistry, that's the only class I cheated in. I would go home and watch videos of like how to do the whatever we were learning. I'd have no idea. It wouldn't help. I would stay after for tutoring. And my friend was so smart. And I would literally look at him. Like my teacher did not care. She was
a
genius.
Was mine. Yeah.
She was a genius to where like she didn't even like she would write like one time she wrote a formula on the board and she like turned around and was like, that's the chemical compound of how to make meth.
Oh.
We were like, oh.
Like, wow.
Like,
we're going to start one of those
labs here. And she was, and so everyone's like jokingly like taking a picture of it. And we were like, why would you, she was so, I loved her. She was kind of iconic. But it was so weird. Like, she didn't even care that like, I would look over and I'd be like, what did you put for number one? And he'd be like, oh, I got C. I'd be like, cool. And I would write it down. She didn't even care. And I'm so blind. Like, me looking at his paper, like, I would have to get so close.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And she wouldn't even care. Like, she would watch me cheat. She didn't even care.
I think, well, the one class that I did cheat out of, which he never.
No.
I don't even know if he ever turned around. He was always at the chalkboard facing the chalkboard. So we,
like right
her and us, her and I had bags of candy, chewing gum. And chewing gum, you know, when I went
to
school, you were not allowed to chew gum.
You could smoke, but you can't have gum in the school.
You could smoke anywhere, but you can't. I don't know if
you
could curse.
Did you have teachers that smoked during class?
No, no.
Okay. You can't smoke
but
in
they
school.
Did. We did have like the teachers' lounge, and when
that
they would open that door,
you're like,
oh my gosh, it was like so much smoke coming out of there. But yeah, no, you couldn't. I don't remember anybody smoking in the class, but not that I.
That
would
be
think.
Wild.
Yes, but it almost seems like it could be because if
it's
you could
everywhere
smoke
else.
At the doctor's office, the
yeah, that's
receptionist
pretty crazy.
Lady is smoking.
Because I know that they weren't, but I'm just imagining like surgeons like pulling down their mask and then just taking,
having a cigarette.
Having a cigarette.
I know.
And then going back to the
it
office.
Was so normal.
Right?
Like,
sure.
I remember my dad. I mean, my dad was a big smoker, but he. I mean, there was no such thing as places to smoke.
Right.
Like,
no.
I just remember him always smoking in the car, smoking out to eat, smoking if we wherever we went.
Yeah.
He was just smoking.
Yeah.
It was just so normal.
Because everybody did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of people smoking.
Yeah.
Whatever's going
to
be.
Don't smoke, kids. That's I don't want this to be on the record. I'm like, just go smoke in the woods.
Just smoke out back and curse. Nobody's listening, seeing, watching.
That's so funny. That's like my favorite. That's my favorite
story. Yeah,
it's
the corniest thing ever.
It's
I don't
so
even
funny
know why.
It's very like something that, it's very like something that they would do on like the Wonder Years. Like it just feels like a sitcom thing. Or like you're like,
see, we could have made
kids
our
in the,
own.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, that would be in your book.
No, that's
that would be
it.
In your book.
Yep. Me and my friend, she's a country girl, and she says all funny country sayings and everything.
So strange.
Yes.
But
she,
you have funny things that you say,
right.
that are northern things.
Northern. Right. So we call it, we're going to start our own show, and it's going to be Uptown Lynetta and... I forget what she's going to be. Country Angie.
Country Angie.
Yeah, because
she's
so country.
So funny.
And she says the funniest things that I have never heard of. But that's because she's from the country.
Right.
I mean, we didn't say those things.
Right.
You know, about cattle and stuff. We didn't even have cattle.
Yeah.
I don't even know if we had animals in New York.
No. Just
maybe
rats.
A dog.
Rats.
Dog or mice. Yeah,
a dog.
Really. That's it.
She said a dog.
A dog.
A dog.
Oh my! See, that's all
a
those
dog.
Talking.
How would you spell? How'd you spell
dog.
That? Dog. Dog.
D-O-O-G?
I don't even know. I don't know. I'm not sure. Where were you? Where did you live in New York?
We lived, like, I was born in Long Island. So
okay.
The city of New York mm-hmm. has five boroughs.
Okay, okay.
And, like, Brooklyn, mm-hmm. Bronx, you know, Manhattan, mm-hmm. Queens. And then we lived on Long Island. Okay. So then after the city, you go east, and mm-hmm. it's like a peninsula.
Okay.
And that's Long Island. There's okay. the North Shore, the South Shore.
It's literally
Shore.
A long
island. Yeah, it looks like Florida to the side. Okay. Like, Florida goes down, yeah. and Long Island goes to the side. To the So,
it's mini Florida.
Like, east and west, yeah. and Florida goes north and south.
Right, right, right.
But we lived on the South Shore.
Okay.
So Long Island is very thin. Like, mm-hmm. if you go from north to South mm-hmm. Shore, it's not very big.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Maybe it takes you maybe an hour.
Right.
And then if
but
you
from
go...
from, like, east to west,
to
it's
east
it's
to
long.
West is about an hour or 2 hours mm-hmm. from New York City out to the end of the island. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So... But that's really where we lived most of the times. I did live in New York City in Brooklyn, mm-hmm. which is one of the boroughs,
yeah.
for a short time. I think a whole grade, like maybe okay. kindergarten.
And then you went back?
No, then we moved out to Long Island. Well, you okay. know what? We did. Yeah, that's right. We did live on Long Island. And
before.
Then we went to okay. New York for 1 year. I think my mom got a job. And my parents had divorced. Mm-hmm. And so then we came back to Long Island. Mm-hmm. And then my mom remarried, mm-hmm. and then we stayed out there.
So do you remember the 1 year that you weren't
oh, it
in
was
Long Island?
Terrible.
Oh, okay.
That was where the girl punched me.
Oh, please tell that story. Somebody punched her at
yes.
school?
Oh, it was, first of all, we lived in a really rough area because my mom didn't have much money, and my dad and my mom had already divorced.
Okay.
And so we moved into the city so my mom could find a job, and this... more transportation. And my mom, believe it or not, when you live in New York, a lot of people don't drive mm-hmm. because you could just take the transit, this
right.
bus and train and everything.
Right.
So she didn't drive. Mm-hmm. So we moved to the city, but mm-hmm. we moved to a very kind of bad area. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a really good area. Mm-hmm. So we were at school, and my brother was 2 years older than me. Mm-hmm. So I was waiting outside for him to come out because we walked home.
Okay.
We lived that close to the school.
Okay.
And so your schools were called PS Public School, it stands for.
Okay.
And a number, PS
okay.
19
okay.
PS 25. And I guess it had the region you were in is where
okay.
the
sure.
number came from.
Sure.
The PS, everybody was a PS.
Okay.
Which is public school.
Okay.
So I'm waiting there, and I made, it, I think it was kindergarten.
Okay.
And I made like a basket for Easter, mm-hmm. you know, like a little basket. And this girl comes up to me, punches me right in the chest.
Did you know her?
No, she was an older girl. She was probably, I don't know, sixth or eighth grade. I don't even know. It was so...
Oh, she was a lot older.
Like,
okay.
She scared me.
Yeah,
and I was
duh.
A little... I was small anyway because I've always been...
You.
She punched me right in the chest.
And you didn't say anything to her. Like, you weren't like, hey, like before.
Nothing. I was just standing waiting for him and she punched me and
it's
she said...
It's not funny.
And she said, give me your Easter basket. And I'm like, all right. So...
so passive.
So I had this little Easter basket that I made from, I guess, at school that day.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I handed her the Easter basket. And then after that, my brother comes out, and I think I was crying.
Well, yeah, because you got punched.
Yeah. I mean, I think I was more shocked than hurt from
yeah,
the punch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
I don't
yeah,
think
yeah,
she,
yeah.
she didn't knock me over
sure,
or anything.
Sure, but
you
still,
know.
You were like.
But still, so I said, oh, my gosh, you know what just happened to me? This girl punched me and took my Easter basket. So my brother says, all right, let's just go home. And I'm like, all right.
Okay.
So
I mean,
off
what are you
we went.
Do?
And yeah. so we went home. Aww. And I thought, okay. So then I told my mother. And I think my mother knew we didn't live in a good
sure,
part
sure,
of the
sure.
town
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
So she was working on trying to get us out of
right.
there. So then
and you didn't stay for long.
We didn't. We didn't stay oh long. God. And then we were out of there. But no, that was it. Yeah. So that's my experience with
every Easter that we get
oh
Easter baskets.
Gosh.
Like someone will be like, "Do you remember when Mimi got punched for her Easter basket?" It's like trauma.
She wanted my. I hate Easter.
Bringing up.
No, I'm just kidding. No, it's good. It's good now.
It's good now.
Yeah.
No one's hitting you.
Yeah. No one's taking my baskets
basket.
Or whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
It's so funny.
Oh my gosh.
And now it makes a great story.
Oh yeah.
You're like, it's not, it's still not
no,
funny.
No, it isn't. I'm over it. It really wasn't bad. I mean, at the time I didn't know what was going on, but then as I looked back after years passed,
you're
like,
that was kind of weird.
Yeah, that was weird. And then I knew that we lived in a bad area.
I remember
that part, you know, and I thought, well, what are you going to do? That's what was going on there, I guess.
Yeah.
If I would have stayed there, I'm sure I would have gotten tougher. Probably.
Because if that happened now, you would have had some words
to
say.
Yeah, I mean, now Yep.
Now
grown
that you're
up
older.
A little bit.
Yeah, I hope so.
Nobody's punching me anymore.
No.
For my Easter basket.
No. Absolutely not. Especially everybody here is scared of you because you have a New York accent.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding.
So I think it's scary.
Well, even one of the girls I worked with.
Was she scared of you?
No, she said one day she said, she scared me. And I said something to her. I'm like, oh gosh, I hope you didn't get annoyed about that.
Yeah,
because
like
did I say something? Because, you know, sometimes you scare me. And she says, I scare you. You scare me. I'm like, I do? She said, yes, you seem so tough. But I think New York people just have a way about them. They just have
a stance.
Yes. Yeah. And when you don't mean to be mean or you just have a roughness about you. And I think that's a survival mechanism.
It definitely is.
So New York is a tough place
to
live.
It's every man for themselves.
Yes.
And that's why my dad hates it so much, because he loves like the little like Southern charm that everybody here has. But it never seems sincere. Like I like that people are like, oh, hi, how's your day? I'm like, oh, thank you. But it's like, a part of me wants to be like, you don't know me. Like, do you really care how I am? And like,
right.
My dad loves that, and he loves like the small talk of it. But like, no one's gonna talk to you in New York. Like,
right.
And like, sure, that's stereotypical.
And
but
then
it's
if
like,
they want,
yeah.
I mean, if they do want to connect
yeah.
with you, they're really
exactly.
sincere.
Exactly. And
you
then
know?
You know who your true
right.
friends are,
right.
and you're not guessing. Like,
yeah.
Oh, were they just saying hi because
no, they
that's
don't,
what you do?
They're not just trying to
right.
ever be nice for any
right.
reason other
exactly.
than they really want to be.
Right.
But,
true.
No, they just have. You know, and I don't know, it's not a
it definitely
bad thing, I
no.
guess. It's definitely,
it depends on who you are.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I would,
you know,
I don't really want to talk a whole lot if I'm in public.
I
And
I think
nervous.
Because New York has always been such a busy place.
Yes.
People are always.
You have to be independent.
Right. People are always on the move. And
yeah.
sometimes they just are not going to talk because
no.
they don't have any time.
Nope.
And they don't, you know, no. there's no time for chit chat.
No.
We need to get going. And people who travel a lot, boy, they are on that bus,
right.
the train,
you're
and they
miss
are
your train if you're,
yeah,
if you say hi
moving.
And how are
it's
you?
Not like they're going to, you know,
no.
sit and talk and
no.
chat. And it's just going to be,
nope.
yeah, strictly business.
Yep.
They're definitely business people. But
however, I say this to my mom all the time, because she's like, would you ever move to like LA or like Nashville just like for music or whatever? And I'm like, no, because I feel like not everybody, and this is kind of stereotypical, but like I feel like a lot of people in LA are like trying really hard to make it, almost like for the attention. But I feel like all of the artists in New York, I'm sure that obviously they still want to make it, but they're almost doing it more for the art rather than like wanting to be like an influencer or like a like that kind of attention seeking thing, which is not bad at all. If you want to do that, that's cool. But like, does that make sense? Like, I feel
yeah.
like there's more like appreciation for art
right,
in
right. New York
itself.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there's way more glamour.
Oh, yeah.
I
oh,
mean,
anywhere.
California is more glamour.
Yeah.
It's
yep.
definitely
it's very
glamour.
Romanticized.
Yes. And New York is really, it,
which
it's
even,
business. Like.
And even New York gets glamorized, and then people
yeah.
go, and they're like, oh, it's kind of dirty.
Yeah.
Like, Or they're like, oh, the Statue of Liberty isn't that cool. They're like, oh, it's just green.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay. Like, it gets overhyped. Yeah. And then I get kind of sad because I'm like, but it is cool. There's history there.
Right, right.
But then people are like, oh, why is it kind of dusty? And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the New York, you know, is from Elf. And that's
oh,
all they think
yeah,
of. They're
yeah.
like, everyone works in the Empire State Building, right? Wait, people work other places? I thought that was where everybody
the
worked.
Only thing there.
Yeah.
Statue of Liberty and
Statue of Liberty,
Empire
State
Building.
Yeah.
That's it. No other things are there.
And what's the big store? What's the Christmas store?
Oh, that's FAO Schwartz.
Is it?
FAO Schwartz is a famous toy store.
Really?
Yes.
I want to go.
Yes.
It's big?
Oh, it's big. It's got like two stories, I think.
Oh my god!
There's these at Christmas. There's these. Well, it might be all the time, I guess. There's these two big nutcrackers. Mm-hmm. They're huge outside the store.
No, that scares me.
Yeah, it's a big store, but they might have. I think the store is Macy's, isn't it?
It is Macy's.
Oh, Macy's.
You're right. I think
Macy's,
it is Macy's
is just a famous
right.
department store.
Yeah, is that the store from Elf?
I don't even remember.
Or is it Gimbel's?
Oh my gosh, Gimbel's, that could be. That's
I think
an
it
old,
is.
Old store.
I think it is.
Like, we haven't had Gimbel's in a long time. My time line and time clock and everything is really off.
It's okay.
Now I can see when people get old and they can't keep the stories together and they're like,
well,
did we live there then? I'm like, I don't know.
Don't remember.
I mean, because there's a lot of, if you've moved a lot, I didn't move all that many times, but people that did live different places, it's like, oh my gosh, how do you keep track of all of that, you know, and where you lived and what state and what year it was and what grade you were in? I'm like, oh, you're kidding me.
You know, Nate and Amanda, they have a wall of like with like a different frame from each place they lived, and it says like the year. So it's like Pennsylvania, Ohio, Texas.
Oh, and
I'm like, I bet they have to reference that all the time to remember, were we there 2009? I don't know.
I don't know. Sometimes I base it on, like, when I married.
Yeah, 77. Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So then I know that's
like
when
big
we moved.
That happened.
Right, and then when the kids, that's right, in 82. You know, so things like that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, otherwise, forget about it.
Yep.
Forget about it.
I do that same thing because see, another New York thing. Add that. That's what your book can be called.
Forget about it. That should be.
That'd be funny.
That would be perfect.
That'd be really funny. Well, there you go. There's the book title.
There it is. Now I just got to get writing.
Yep. Hey, I mean,
drafting all my crazy little
stories.
Because
I'm sure if you asked a ton of your friends, they would all have stories of like stuff that you did. Oh. You're like, oh, I don't even remember that. But
I know.
Cool.
Oh,
things
gosh.
You've said.
Yeah.
Things you've done. Yeah.
I'm sure.
Let me think. I mean, we can ask some music questions because it's a music podcast.
Oh, okay.
They're not like trivia. My mom was scared I was going to ask her trivia.
Because
I was like, no.
That is definitely something
that's
I probably
mean.
Wouldn't remember.
No, absolutely not. Do you have any favorite concerts that you've been to?
I love Chicago. I think
haven't you seen them multiple times?
Maybe a few times.
Okay.
Yeah. I know Papa's seen them a lot of times. But I love... I like all kinds of music. I like, we went to, what's that cute little guy that's, he's very cute.
Bruno Mars. She loves Bruno Mars.
He was very good. That was a very good concert.
He does all things. He dances.
Yes, dances. He has the most amazing concert. It's so entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
You get definitely your money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
But I love Rod Stewart. He's another one who is a great entertainer and dances and sings. And he was great. But my most favorite person, as a person, really, is Paul McCartney. I think.
Have you seen him?
Yeah.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
But just whenever I see him on any show or any kind of interview, I just would like to be his friend.
Oh, I know.
Like, just to invite him over.
And he's so genuine. Like, I'll watch interviews.
He does seem very genuine.
And, like, I don't know the guy, but, like, I'll watch interviews, and they'll be like, when did you write that song? And he's like, I don't remember.
Yeah,
and they're like, okay, cool. Like, he's not, like, I'm sure that he is, like, media trained, but he's never like, oh, it was a great experience. I wrote this song. He's just like, I don't remember. It was fun, though. Like, I'm just like, yeah.
He just seems like just such a nice person.
Yeah.
And his concert was very good. I don't know if I've seen him more than once.
I was about to say when.
It was a long time ago. Actually, his first wife that he was married to, Linda, was she played the keyboard.
Oh, that's so cute.
So that was a way long time
ago. That's so cute, though.
Because she has passed a long time already. But, he was just really a very, I mean, from the sounds of things, he might be terrible. I don't know. But I like all different kinds of music.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have like a favorite.
Yeah. I don't really either. I think I listen to everything except country.
Different. And I like country.
Yeah.
I like country. I love Toby Keith.
Yeah.
I think he's an awesome entertainer. He too has a great show when you go and watch him. But.
And I like that kind of country. Like anything like older country, that's fine. But this new country, I'm like, okay, whatever. Just sounds like I don't know. It's kind of
I think the country, maybe because they tell more of their story, but they always have it's a sweet storytelling. Yes.
And I like that aspect.
You know, came from a bad place, or they, you know, like the one, Luke Bryan, I guess it is, the one who took them children.
Yeah.
I mean, his nieces and nephews. Right. And I'm like, that is awesome. Right. You know,
yeah,
Blake Shelton always has good stories, but. And I think that's what makes you like them even more.
Yes.
Even though I do so really like country, but I think that part is even nicer. And there, I feel like country people, once again, I think that country charm is that they are very real and they're very vulnerable. They don't really care if you know about them, and they're good and they're bad, you know. So
I agree with you. I do like the the lyricism of it. I think sometimes the music itself can kind of sound the same, which makes me sad.
It does,
because I don't want it to.
But I don't know. Maybe there isn't much to make I think of you just country.
Because
in other, there's pop or there's jazz, or
and
that's
such a wide variety,
right?
Too.
And you could, you could fit in. But the country is almost the same. It does sound a lot the same.
Yeah.
But I think just the people make me like them even more.
Yeah,
I think so too.
I think so too. And I wouldn't, like, it's not like I would be like, I'm never going to see a country person live. I don't care. Like, I wouldn't have mind going to Walker Hayes with Henny.
Oh, gosh. That was the most amazing.
See, he's another great guy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. He has the most amazing story.
Yeah.
And just the sweetness, and that he has such a sweet family.
Well, is there anything else you want to say?
I think that's it.
You're all talked out? We could both talk forever.
Yeah.
I really think we could.
I mean, I am good at talking. But sometimes I do get tired.
Oh. Huh. No way. Ask Stephen if he thinks he gets tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, what does your husband think?
He's tired after the first few. It's like, okay, we're good.
Cool. Got it.
Just save up only the important facts for
him, because
otherwise he'll be like bored with me fast.
Yeah. So. My mom runs out of words to say by like 7, probably even earlier.
Maybe she wasn't given as many words. Like,
you know,
I feel like some people might have been given more words than others.
She would just rather be silent, and that's great.
Some days I
I'm
getting more that I'm okay with silence.
I think I am too. Like, I need a, I need a break. And everyone's like, only introverts need to take breaks. And I'm like, no, that's not true. That is not true.
No.
I need to recharge,
Everybody needs to recharge. Yeah, yes.
That's what sleeping is for. Well, thank you for coming on my podcast.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.